It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 4:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. Partly cloudy, it's 99 degrees in Salt Lake. KSL's top story. The Utah Little Leaguer is showing some real improvement as he recovers from a serious head injury. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with an update on 12-year-old Easton Oliverson. Amy?
Jeff, Easton is an outfielder and pitcher for the Snow Canyon Little League team, and that team is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania this week before their first World Series game on Friday. But Easton is in the hospital after falling from his bunk bed on Sunday night and needing emergency brain surgery. His dad says on a Facebook post that he's showing more progress in just a day than they expected. He's also been able to give two thumbs up to a friend. Easton's dad, who's also an assistant coach for the team, is crediting all the improvement to prayer, and he's continuing to ask for prayers on his behalf. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Thanks, Amy. KSL News Time, 431. People with hearing loss will be able to get hearing aids much easier in about 3 months. KSL News Radio's Chris Jacobs reports the FDA will implement a new rule that allows adults to purchase hearing aids over the counter.
The National Institute on Deafness and Other Communication Disorders says that over 28 million adults would benefit from hearing aids. It's expected that these over-the-counter hearing aids will help people gain easier access to them and also help people save money. Those with severe hearing loss and minors will still require a prescription.
The rule is expected to be implemented come October. President Trump is calling for a release of the documents that led to the search of his Mar-a-Lago estate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, Mr. Trump wants the unredacted affidavit related to the FBI search released to the public. ABC News contributor and former FBI agent Brad Garrett explains why the government wants to stay tight-lipped about certain details.
This is such an explosive case. Having those names out there, it creates all sorts of issues about intimidation, threats. And it's the last thing you want in an investigation.
A judge is set to decide whether the document should be released. Congresswoman Liz Cheney is facing the real possibility of losing in today's Wyoming primary. Cheney is one of the most outspoken Republican critics of former President Donald Trump. Now, that has some voters coming out to support her during today's high-stakes race.
Liz Cheney, hands up.
I would vote for a Democrat before I would vote for Cheney.
She doesn't let those people bully her. And she does what's right for everyone, not just for Wyoming, but for everyone.
Polls show that Cheney's opponent is leading in the race. Nonprofit groups are trying to keep up with the flood of migrants being dropped off in New York City. Catholic Charities executives say they are stretched thin, but they're trying to help families with food and other essentials and more. Cardinal Timothy Dolan saying they are staying out of the politics of the situation and instead focusing on the families.
These just aren't statistics. These are not just refugees and asylum seekers in the plural. These are people with names.
New York City officials estimate around 2,800 asylum seekers and migrants have been transported to the city from border towns along Texas and Arizona. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Students in the Provo School District are back in class today, and district administrators tell KSL TV they're focused on student wellness this year. They say they've set up a new pilot security system aimed at visitor management. Right now, the program's at 7 schools with hopes they'll expand throughout the year. Middle school students who eat lunch with their friends are more likely to have a stronger sense of belonging. That's the finding from a new study at BYU.
Psychologists say belonging correlates to better grades and better mental health. More than 800 Utah students were interviewed, and those who went outside and goofed off with friends showed more sense of belonging than those who studied or ate alone during lunch. Researchers say schools could provide more structure during lunchtime to help more students find connections. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A car sunk 30 feet to the bottom of Pineview Reservoir this morning after the driver crashed into the body of water. UHP says the driver was able to swim away and wasn't injured. Took crews about 4 hours to get the car out of the reservoir. The driver said he had a mechanical issue and then overcorrected. UHP is investigating. The ruling from the federal government, Utah gets to keep using as much Colorado River water as ever. Not so for other western states. It was announced today Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico will have to make cuts by January. But here in the Upper Basin?
In the Upper Basin, for example, we stand ready to partner as appropriate on the implementation of their five-point plan, which addresses drought response actions, demand management, and system conservation, among other actions.
That is the Bureau of Reclamation Commissioner Camille Touton, who announced next year Lakes Mead and Powell could drop below levels needed to generate electricity. Hot temperatures across the U.S. are about to get hotter over the next few decades. About 8 million people in the U.S. saw temperatures above the extreme danger category from the National Weather Service this year. New research from First Street Foundation finds that by 2053, 107 million people will see the same kind of heat. They estimate people could be seeing temperatures above 125 during the hottest parts of the summer. KSL News Time, 4:35.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.